say she was a Gentile. But if one of those doctors had the right cure, the right pill, the right antidote for what was causing her to be sick, hallelujah. That's why when trials come, you ought to be thankful, because it lets you know just how big God is. Oh, hallelujah. I said when trials come, it lets you know just how big God is. I thank Him for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, thank Him for the storms that He brought us through. Oh, Hurricane Matthew come through a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking at clips on a computer and trying to follow it, and started looking up some statistics and some things about hurricanes, and you know, hurricanes come in different sizes, different speeds. Category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and depends upon the speed, and that's what allotted them the category that they give them. But I found out that every storm, no matter how fast it comes and how big it is, they all have one thing in common. And I'm not talking about rain or wind, we know that. But they all have an eye. And I got to looking and doing some research on my eye. And they say the average eye of a hurricane is about 18 miles in width. Now, living out here in Oklahoma and getting on the turnpike, where you can go 75 miles an hour, or 80, or 81, whatever your preference is, but it doesn't take long to go 18 miles. But, hallelujah. I have your storm. And the best part about the eye that we know is when he shows up, they always say the worst. Do it again. 6. I just feel good here tonight. But here it is already 8:45. Man, oh man. Need to hurry here tonight. I'll just leave you with a thought. Hallelujah. But turn with me to Mark chapter number 6. Knew him and put thither out of all the cities. Out went them and came together unto him. Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them and read them. Have ye 2 more verses. John chapter 6, verse number 8. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Father, thank you, Lord, for what we've felt. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the spirit that we feel here tonight, for what you've done already, for the testimonies. And Lord, I pray that you help me, Lord. Oh God, help me. Give me the words to say. Lord, I don't want to be a bore. Lord, I need your anointing. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us around these altars. In your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. And he said, Mark reads it like this. Jesus asked him, how many loaves had he? And for just how many loaves? And they start looking. They find what they've been looking for. Oh, hallelujah, that's right. Here, I read to you here about this story. And the one thing about this story is this is the only miracle that is mentioned in all four Gospels. So, we don't think. Hallelujah. I'd rather sleep in the car than be in a desert. But not speak about resting. Story. Can't get, oh, hallelujah. I wish that we were still in that age right now where people didn't get enough of what Jesus has to say. Stay with me. I'm not going to preach long, I promise. Hallelujah. Hey, going to a desert place to rest. And people start teaching and preaching to them, and they just can't get enough of it. Man, oh, man. Where is that hour gone to? I'm trying to hurry. Get out of here by 9. That's what we're used to. Huh? Come on here now. I'd just like to go to the desert and say, Lord, I don't care where you go. I'm going. Hallelujah. I don't care what time it is. I don't care what's going on around me. Hey, they left town. That means the store owners closed up shop, turned the sign from open to closed. And where are you going? You haven't heard? Jesus is going that way. Hey, I know I can make a few more dollars, but that's not what's so important. What's important is I got to get to where he is. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm starting to feel good here, and I know I'm trying to hurry. Hey, so here they are, and they're being taught, and they get so overwhelmed with what he has to say that they lose track of time. Huh. They lose track of what time it is. Huh. And look who brings it up. Them preachers bring it up. They're hungry. I don't want them to go nowhere. All right, whatever you say. And so they start talking, and Jesus starts talking to them, and he's wondering about food and whatnot, and Philip says to him, hey, I can go in town and buy 200 pennies worth of bread, but that's not going to be all these people. That's just wasting my money. 20,000 disciples start going through 20,000, 15,000 people, and they start looking. Hallelujah. Anybody got anything? Does anybody? Hey, Brother Burgess told me it's kind of a youth service. Hey, young people, does anybody have any people there? And these 12. Jesus! So as they are looking, all of a sudden, oh, hallelujah, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, hallelujah, found, and as they sit in there, no, listen. Bobby would, that's my mind. Hey, you can tell by the sign around us. It's a bad time. But I want to tell you right now, I still got what I started with. I still got my lunch. I still got something to offer to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Five loaves. Two fishes. And he went all day. All day. All day. I grew up in Indiana. Dad took Hilltop Pentecostal church there in Bedford. I was 8 years old. And in doing so, the church had a couple guys that were my age, and we were buddies. And summertime would come, and that means homecomings on Sunday. And that means my two friends are there, and other friends are there. And instead of being captivated by what the preacher had to say, we said, let's sneak out. Let's go play football. We got enough guys. Can we sneak out? And you would have thought we wouldn't have done it no more afterwards, but we did. But can you imagine him sitting in this big crowd? I mean, 15 to 20,000. And he didn't move. He didn't go off wandering over here. Or go off looking for another church over there. Or search for something better to eat over that way. I mean, all he had was really about 5 sardines. That's really what it amounts to. 2 little barley loaves and 5 sardines. Don't that sound good to you? Hallelujah. But when Andrew found him, well, hallelujah. Hey, I don't know how it was. I said, I don't know how it was. But I can see Andrew. Oh, come over here just a little bit, and I can walk back here. Who wants to be Andrew? Hallelujah. Come here, buddy. You can help me out. Hallelujah. Hey, I don't know. The Bible don't say. All the Bible says is that Andrew saw the little lad, and he presented the lunch to Jesus, or told him what the lad had. Can you imagine this little lad? Hallelujah. As he's been there all day long. Hallelujah. Andrew sees what he has. And Andrew says, can Jesus borrow that? And the little lad says, Jesus can have whatever he wants that I got. Oh, come on here now. And I'm going to take this up to, Brock's commentary here. What do you think about if I told you that instead of Andrew taking it, Andrew brings the little lad? Hallelujah. He's heard Jesus talk all day. But now, hallelujah, face to face, front and center. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. This is my lunch. If you don't mind, can I give my lunch to him? I mean, I really don't have nothing against you. Hallelujah. But since it's my lunch, and since it's Jesus, if you allow me, I'm going to give him my lunch. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, can't nobody give it like you can. I said, can't nobody give what you got like you can. He's waiting on you to give what you got. Hallelujah. And he presents the lunch. Hallelujah. And so, Jesus takes the lunch. And the Bible says that he break. Hallelujah. He blessed and break. Hallelujah. And then he gave. He break. That means it was instantaneously. He just broke it. But that word gave, that meant continually. Hallelujah. He continually. And he started giving a little bit to, thank you, buddy. He gave a little bit to all the disciples. So go give it out. Man, how much faith would you have to have how it was just that little bit. And the disciples, how they was passing out a little bit of food. Hey, how they among 15 to 20,000. Oh, but they did. Hey, hallelujah. I said, they did. Hey, little bit more Brock's commentary. Hey, I believe. Now, you can differ. Hallelujah. But you might be wrong. Hallelujah. I believe they handed it out to the head of the house. Hallelujah. Come on here now. Jesus tells them to sit down in the grass. Oh, there's so many miracles in this story. Can you imagine all 15 to 20,000 doing what Jesus told them to do? They all sat down in the grass. Come on here now. That's what the Bible says. He divided them up into 50s and 100s and said, sit down in the grass. You don't understand, Lord. Hey, hallelujah, you don't understand what I go out to eat. If I have to wait 10 minutes, I leave. I don't have time to wait. Hallelujah. Well, go if you want to go, but you're in a desert place. What are you going to eat in a desert place? What are you going to eat in a world? In a world. Hallelujah. That don't have nothing to offer. Hallelujah. A dry world. Hallelujah. I don't have nothing to offer. You want to go somewhere else? I think not. I'm going to stay. Hallelujah. I'll wait. Huh? Hallelujah. And so the disciples start passing out.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes.
This is for you and your children.
Yeah.
He gave some to his wife, gave some to Sally, gave some to Billy. And then he ate. Anybody still hungry? And Billy said, Dad, I'm still hungry. Well, you ain't going to believe this, but we got more here. Some for you, some for you, some for you, and some for me. What do you think? And Mom says, honey, if you don't mind, do you got any more of that? Well, you ain't going to believe it, but I do. Some for you, some for, oh, come on here now. And the Bible says they all ate and were, hallelujah, 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 all because somebody still had what they started with. Oh, hallelujah. I said all because somebody had what they started with. Hey, from the young people, to the moms and dads, to the grandparents. Hey, I want to ask you, do you still got it? Oh, come on here, I can't hear you. I said, do you still got it? Do you still got what you started with?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, oh man, in a world and society, that their main thing is, they want what you got.
Yeah, yeah.
The devil wants what you got.
Yeah, right.
Not because he wants it for himself. He don't want you to have it.
Right.
He'll take your lunch and throw it away.
That's right.
Just
right.
So you don't have no lunch.
That's what it's
come on here now.
But
I want to tell you right now, devil. I still, hey. It's been over 25 years. Hey, and I still got what I started with. Hey! I say I still got it. I'm closing. Can you imagine? After everybody ate and was filled, there's only one thing left to do. Woo! And it's amazing to me, but where did the 12 baskets come from? Who brought baskets? And who brought baskets big enough and deep enough to hold what Jesus blessed?
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But they had baskets. And here they go. Just as sure as they went around to find what to eat, they went back around. Said, do you have leftovers?
You gave me too much.
Oh, hallelujah. Do you have leftovers? Oh. And they collected 12 baskets full of leftovers. You know what that should tell you? He's got enough for you. Oh, yeah. He's not got just enough for you. He's got plenty for you. Oh, hallelujah. He's got more. That's right. Whoever said he's got more than enough to feed you. The thing about it is, he's got exactly what you need, hallelujah, to make you stay put where he put you. Woo! Hallelujah. Someone come to the piano. I'm closing. Oh, praise God. Oh, he's got enough. I said, he's got enough. He's got enough. And the whole miracle. I'm not belittling the Jesus part. He done it. He done it. But somebody had something to offer. Oh, hallelujah. I said, somebody had something to give. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, we're not just giving it to Bobby or Sally or Brother Joe or any of that nature, Sister Mary. We're giving to Jesus. I said, Jesus. Do you understand who that is? He's the one that said, with men, it's impossible. And if there was a period right there, it would be bleak and dark. Hallelujah. But aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Jesus knows how to do the punctuations in our life. Hallelujah. With men, it's impossible. Comma. But not with the Lord. Comma again. For with God, all things. Shut to my humans and my high. E, come on, shut to my high. Hey! I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, somebody here, I'm trying to tell you, he's got what you need. I said, he's got what you need. Oh, hallelujah. I said, he's still got what you need. So where did the 12 baskets go? Where did they go? This little lad, can you hardly hold it? Knocks on the door. Mom would come to the door. Woo. He said, Mama, you know that lunch you made me this morning? It could have been that the little boy had it to offer. Hallelujah. All because a good mom knew how to pack a lunch. Hallelujah. Hey, is there any parents in the house that still knows how to pack a lunch? Hallelujah. I said, oh, is there any moms and dads? Hey, I can see the air that we're living in. And they can say, hey, you're going out there. Hallelujah. And you're going to need this. At some point and sometime, You're going to have this. And thank God I had a mama and daddy that knew how to pack a lunch. Stand to your feet. Father, I've done my best to preach your word. I ask you, Lord, would you help us? Help us, Lord, to realize how important it is to still have what we started with. We're in a desert place right now. It's hot. It's dry. Hallelujah. The only good thing about it is you say you never leave us nor forsake us. So that means even though we're in the desert, you're still here. Oh, Lord, I pray that you touch our heart and touch our life and let them see how important it is to still have what they started with. And not only that, but to offer it to you. Lord, if you want it, I can only feed one. But there's no telling, Lord, what you can do. Help us around this heart. In your name we pray. Amen. Go ahead, while they play and sing, the altar's open. Hey, anybody here want to make sure you get your lunch? Is there anybody here that wants to make sure I got my lunch? Come on, church.
Yes, he is.
Glory to God.
He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time.